Welcome to another podcast from Planet Shakers Church. For details on campus locations and service times, check out planetshakers.com. Today we've got none other than Pastor Sam Evans sharing on Level Up, the Power of Sacrifice. We hope you enjoy.
I'm going to share with you a word and I've entitled it Level Up. Anyone want to level up? Yes, I want to level up too. But then the subtitle is The Power of Sacrifice. You know, everyone wants to go to another level in their lives, right? Yeah? What about you guys at the back? Do you want to go to another level? Yes, we all do, like in our finances or our career, or we want a better marriage, we want better children, we want a better house, whatever it may be. There's something inside of us that wants to go to the next level. I believe God has placed that within our hearts, a desire for greater. He has given us greater. He has provided a way for us to go to a greater level, more blessing, closer to Him. Like, this is why Jesus came, to take us to that next level. But then it's not according to the world's ways. In the world, they would say to go to that next level, you need a degree, you need more education, you need, to meet the right people, and you need the finances, or whatever the way that they might process to go to another level. But in the kingdom of God, it's different. It's a different process going to the next level. The way to go to the next level is sacrifice. Now, we see that modeled in Jesus Christ. He brought us to another level. We were dead in our sin. We were removed from relationship with our Heavenly Father. And Jesus died on the cross. He sacrificed Himself for us so we could go to the next level. He didn't just do it for the people that lived in His day. He did it for generation after generation after generation. And so the kingdom of God's ways are different. And as men and women of God, as believers in God's word, I need us to understand and to partner with the way God would take us to that next level. Of course, that ultimate sacrifice that Jesus made for us is the most incredible sacrifice. It was life-changing. It was glorious. It was tough. When we read in the Bible, when Jesus went to the Garden of Gethsemane and He had His friends there, His best friends with Him, and He said, come on, pray with me. And so we see Jesus pray to the Father and say, oh God, if this cup could pass from me, oh God, let it go, but whatever You want, let Your will be done. And it became such a tumultuous time, such a challenging moment for Him, that the Bible records that He even sweated droplets of blood. That's the level of anxiety upon Him. And yet He went all the way. He said, I'm going to do it. I'm going to put my body on the line. I'm going to forget about how I'm feeling right now and how anxious I might be feeling, or the burden that is upon me. I need to sacrifice in order for the next generation to level up. See, that's the level of sacrifice I'm talking about that gave us such freedom, access to God, and the incredible blessing that we live in today. But there is this wonderful scripture in Mark 10:45, for even the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve others and to give His life as a ransom for many. And because Jesus has sacrificed, that level of sacrifice, of course, we should sacrifice. We're not only sitting here today in the way our church is able to be run and the freedoms that we experience, not just because of what Jesus has done, but what people have done for us in previous generations. They have sacrificed. They have given. They have paid the price. Even when we look at church history, we see how the church has been persecuted. The church has been maligned. The church has been put in jail. Even today, we have Christians all over the world that will suffer for the good of others. This is powerful. The sacrifice that you make will bring you to that next level, that will level you up. You know, this sacrifice is a personal cost. It doesn't always feel nice. It doesn't always feel comfortable to sacrifice. It's tiring. It's hard work. But it's amazing what you will do for the people that you love. Think of our parents, or think of yourself, if you're a parent right now, what wouldn't you give up for your children? The way we work, the way we toil, the way we push through because we want our children to have a better life. We don't want them making the same mistakes we made, or we want to carve a way out for them so it's easier for them. This is what love does. This is what the love of God did. I love you so much that I will put my own body, my own feelings beside, all to level you up. Yeah. And this is how Planet Shakers has been built. It's been built on sacrifice, the sacrifice of Jesus, but the sacrifice of men and women. I remember when we first moved over to Melbourne, and you know, it was me and the kids because Russell was traveling and he was preaching in different parts of the world and Australia, and he was doing that all to get money together to pay for certain people's wages that were traveling with us. That money didn't go into our bank account. It went into their bank account. That's the level of sacrifice, because God had placed upon our heart a city and we wanted to win it. So that's part of the journey. When Russell's away for the first 2 weeks of our time in Melbourne, and it rained and rained and rained, and it was just me and the kids. This is what you do for people you love. You lay down what you want. You lay down your own comforts. Why? Because you want a generation to level up. You want a generation to experience Jesus. You want a generation saved. This is what you do. You want to give. You want to pour out. You want to keep going. And I remember how quickly the church grew, and this small group of people, we did everything. Setting up the church, pastoral care, everything that we could possibly do, we just did it. But then as we kept doing it, as we kept pouring out our lives and sowing into people's lives, more and more people said, well, I'll join, I'll volunteer, I'll put my hand up to sacrifice for this generation. And this is what Planet Shakers is built on, a group of amazing men and women that have said, you know what, I'm going to put my hand up too. I'm going to join you. I'm going to pour myself out for this generation. We are a thriving church today because of people's sacrifice. I think of during our lockdown and our incredible urban life coaches. You are absolutely amazing. Our assistants, our new Christian carers, whoever it may be that have put their hand up to pastorally care for us, and how they would continue to reach out, how they could continue to pray and phone you up and message you and Facebook you all through that challenging time of lockdown. Was it easy for them? Did they experience the same kind of pressure, the same kind of isolation? They sure did, but they sacrificed themselves for your good. It's the power of sacrifice. It's the power of giving. It's the power of laying down your life for somebody else. And that's what you do for people you love. See, what does it mean to take up your cross daily? What does it mean to fellowship in the sufferings of Christ? You sacrifice. That's what Jesus did. And that's what we need to do. And at the beginning of this year, here comes the challenge, not from me, from God. I believe God wants to win a city. He wants Melbourne saved. And so He is challenging Planet Shakers, who in so many ways is so generous and so sacrificial. But there are more of us in this room that could put their hand up and say, okay, it's time for me to sacrifice. It's time for me to lay my life down. And not just for the people you know and love, but for the stranger, the person that doesn't know Jesus. Today you might be in this room because someone connected with you on campus. Those people were not paid to go on campus to reach out to you. They did it because they love you. They love this generation. We love this generation. And in the last 2 years, we have seen so many amazing people sacrifice themselves for us. I remember when, you know, lockdown was first, you know, the first whatever, snap lockdown, whatever it may be, help us, Lord. And we got together and we started to dream up ways that we can continue to be connected with you. And so we came up with, you know, Planet Shakers Nightlife, because we're thinking, well, what happens to the person that's at home and, you know, you can't, you know, watch Netflix for too long without going crazy. And what could we do? We wanted to be a voice. We wanted to be an encouragement, a way that people could connect with us because church was closed down. And so we did that crazy show and we worked tirelessly to put that on and all the people that were involved in doing that. And it was so fun and, you know, lots of dad jokes, but we had so much fun in doing that. And people just worked at it. Like, I think of the rooms that we renovated so that we could actually put these things on, the times of coming up with the program, the Planet Kids leaders that would film their stuff. It was amazing to see people put their own feelings aside and say, I want to sacrifice for those people that are at home and are isolated. And then on a Sunday, I don't know how you can run church with five people. I mean, obviously these rules have been made by people who have no idea what church is all about. It's not just one guitar and one person singing Kumbaya and that's church. No. And especially in a church with, you know, of our size and all of our cameras. And so we had to lock off all of our cameras. But then I had, it was either Michaela or Crystal or Daryl, and it'd just be a few of us here in this room and we'd, you know, start our praise and our worship. And then all of a sudden I would see Crystal like run out to a camera and focus that camera or whatever and run back because she had to switch as well. And I saw people just lay their lives down, work so hard all day to bring church into your homes. What is that? That is a heart that says, I'm going to do anything for this generation because I realize the power of sacrifice. And we would do it all over again for you because we love you. This is the byproduct of love, sacrifice. Ephesians 1:7 says, He is so rich in kindness and grace that He purchased our freedom with the blood of His Son and forgave our sins. He has showered His kindness on us along with all wisdom and understanding. See, at the core of God is this willingness to sacrifice for us. This is what I want to be at our core as men and women of God, a desire to do whatever it takes to love humanity and present the gospel to them, that there is a God who loves them and has a plan for them and has paid the ultimate price for their freedom. Our Jesus, He loves us so much. In John 3:16, it says, "For this is how God loved the world. He gave His one and only Son, so that everyone who believes in Him will not perish, but have eternal life." What an amazing God who would sacrifice His most precious Son for us. Strangers, us that live more than 2,000 years after the death of Christ, He did it for future generations so that we could be free and we could be blessed and we could level up. So often we equate sacrifice with all the negative emotions, those uncomfortable feelings, the fatigue, the feeling of going without. But sacrifice opens the door to supernatural provision. This is what we've got to understand. The way God works is not according to this world and how the world works. The world says, "I will hoard everything. I will hang on to everything because I got to look after myself." God says, You give and I'll give to you. You sacrifice and I'll level you up. I'll provide for you. This is how different it is. And so sometimes it's hard for us to understand this. But this is how God is. You give and I'll look after you. You build my house and I'll build your house. It's the principles of the kingdom. Now, I want to show you guys something. So I've got some little helpers just to show us what this leveling up is all about. And they're just going to set this up. And yes, we can watch them set up. Shall we? This is so awesome. I've got so many helpers. This is great. Now, as you can see, there might be some spillage. So that's exciting. We've got plastic. We've got such a handsome young man helping. Alrighty, this scripture, Luke chapter 6, verse 38, "Give, and it will be given to you." Let me just read that again, just in case you missed it. Give. And it will be given to you. What do you mean? Save? Saving is good, but see how it's different? Give, and it will be given to you. They will pour into your lap a good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over with no space left for more. For with the standard of measurement you use, when you do good to others, it will be measured to you in return. So, how much do we want to sacrifice? What kind of measure? Let's use a good measure. Here's my measure. So, with the measure you use, give. This is you giving to a generation. This is you giving of your time, your energy, your prayers, your seeking of God, your finances, whatever it may be, whatever you've got at home, when you give to somebody that you don't even know, you are pouring out with a good measure. And that measure gets poured out into a generation. And the more you keep pouring out, the more God is seeing everything you do. So poured out, pressed down, shaken together. And running over. This is the scary bit for me because it gets a bit slippery.
will be poured into your lap. Now, this is the illustration. This is what God is trying to get through to us. When we pour out, God pours out. But what is He doing? Is He striving? Is He working? He's actually sitting down. This is the supernatural part of our giving, that God will pour out. Not our job will pour out. Not our career will pour out. Not an inheritance will pour out. Not that natural means of provision will be poured out. God Himself will pour out a blessing that we cannot contain. Thank you so much. This is what God's trying to get through to us today, Planet Shakers. That the measure we use, the giving that we give with. You know, for a while there last year, we ran prayer every 12 o'clock, every day, whatever the days were. And we pray for that 1 hour. And, you know, people would join us online and they didn't have to do that. They just decided to give. And they did that and they prayed with us and we prayed as a pastoral team. And, you know, wherever we were, whether, you know, we were at home or driving in the car somewhere, we'd pray every single day for you and for this city, for the turnaround. And that... See, this is just all about our giving. What can we do to give? Well, we can pray. We can pray. We can go to Urban Life. Oh, I don't want to go to Urban Life. I don't connect with those people. What's Urban Life about? It's about you giving to somebody else, being there, encouraging. Having fun with people, ministering to each other. That's this power of giving. What about serving in the church? Could you be part of, I don't know, the guest services team? The guest services team that get here earlier than you and set up this venue so you come in to a wonderful environment. Or the prayer team of leaders that come in earlier when we're rehearsing and they walk up and down the aisles praying for you. They touch every seat, saying, God, the person that sits in this seat, let them encounter you. Let them be healed. Let them be transformed. Or the media team and the creative team that get here earlier than you and rehearse. Get the lighting right and the camera angles right and the songs right. Because we want you to encounter Jesus. We want you in your praise and your worship, not just to sing along, but to encounter God. And that's people that don't get paid to do these things. They've put their hand up and they've said, I'll volunteer too. I'll give too. I'll sacrifice too. And they don't know you. They don't know you to love you, but they love you. And this is the reflection of our God. This is who He is. He is a generous God. I don't know what people have said to you about who God is. There's all sorts of rubbish out there. But God is generous. God is good. He is a provider and He wants you to level up today. He has got another level for you. He has got a blessing for you. Oh, so vast, so large that you can't contain it. It'll just overflow you. So I'm going to ask you this little question and I'm going to give you an opportunity to respond this morning. Because I think this is how we should set up our year. Of deciding to be men and women that will sacrifice for the good of others. I even think of churches, church history, people gone by, and the prayers and the fasting and the persecution that they've suffered, all to give us another level up, all to give us a greater freedom of expression. Especially in the Pentecostal church, they used to call them holy rollers. Why? Because the Spirit of God would come upon them. And why? Because the world would judge them. But they stood for us and sacrificed their reputation for us to be at a greater level. This is what sacrifice does. This wonderful scripture, let me read this to you. And so, dear brothers, this is Romans chapter 12. Dear brothers and sisters, I plead with you to give your bodies to God because of all He has done for you. Let them be a living and holy sacrifice, the kind He will find acceptable. This is truly the way to worship Him. And that's what I want us to do today. If you want to, it's always up to you. To say, okay, God, here I am, 2022. I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. What can I do for you? What can I do for my generation? How can I give?
Hey, it's been so great that you've been able to join us today. I hope that your faith is filled. If you have any prayer requests or you want to connect with us any further at Planet Shakers, why don't you be a part?